Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
The government of Saskatchewan, they want to do some commercials that promote getting a COVID vaccine. They want other people to do the commercials. They're not going to do them themselves. They've sent out a tender asking for the commercials to raise public awareness about the importance of getting vaccinated. The medical professionals say it won't be easy. They want to make sure they're educational and raise awareness of the safety of the vaccines. Other people are saying, well, they need to be, you know, maybe lighthearted, hit a bunch of different demographics, and maybe be entertaining. I don't know. So they're going to hopefully get somebody good on board to take care of these commercials.
Why don't we just write the commercials?
I think we should.
As a matter of fact, we already wrote some commercials for the COVID vaccine. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
All right. So this is Stacey's COVID vaccine commercial.
You want to have some fun? You want to live your best, most exciting life? There's nothing more attractive and arousing than protection.
Pfizer.
Protecting yourself and others is the ultimate in-body experience.
Vaccine.
Take your health into your own strong hands and get a COVID vaccine.
Moderna.
Roll up those sleeves, expose those arms, and experience the thrill of Pfizer or Moderna coursing through your veins while it ravishes your body and breeds immunity.
Vaccine.
Your COVID vaccine? It doesn't cost a thing, but will give you the utmost in protection against COVID and open the doors for more sensual experiences, like staying alive. The COVID vaccine. Everyone's doing it.
Sexy.
Kind of sounds like those old Overdrive commercials, because you were the voice of those, too.
I was.
Come on, one more time. One more time.
Overdrive International Nightclubs.
Ah, that takes me back. Good times. I'm going to go in a different direction here, Stacey.
Okay.
I'm going to go the Sarah McLachlan sad direction. Hello, I'm Sarah McLachlan. Right now, there are thousands and thousands of helpless little vaccines out there looking for a home. For 45 minutes of your time, you can help make a lifetime of difference for one of these little buddies. They're cold. Literally, they have to be cold in order for them to work. They're lonely and they're afraid. No vaccine should have to go through something like this. So please, if you can, open your body to a vaccine for just 45 minutes. 30 if the line is short. You can be the difference for one of these adorable vaccines. Also, this song is a complete heater. In the arms of the angels. I don't remember the rest of the words.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? What do they do when the music is playing? It's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
I follow a bunch of those like Throwback Thursday accounts and like 80s retro photos.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Kiss cereal popped up. Like, remember Kiss cereal?
As in the band?
Yeah. I wonder what it would taste like.
Sweat.
That was Behind the Scenes on Cruise Mornings.
Here is my impression of Frasier Crane. We all know the show Frasier, right?
Love the show Frasier.
Here's my impression of Frasier Crane if he was a dog. All right, good morning. Frasier Crane, if he were a dog here. Frasier Dane, if you will. We're taking your calls and helping you out with some advice. Let's head to the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. So my husband is not as affectionate as he used to be, and I'm scared that the spark is gone. Is there anything I can do to reignite it?
Great question. This happens to a lot of couples. Have you tried peeing in his shoes? That would be my go-to in a situation like this. And if that doesn't work, pee in a random corner of the house that he'll find 7 hours after you did it. He'll love it. All right, next caller.
Hi there, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm worried about my partner's health. I eat right and exercise, and he doesn't. Is there anything I can do to nudge him in the right direction?
Wow, you sound a lot like the previous caller. Have you tried licking your butt while also almost impossibly, maintaining eye contact with your partner. That's what I would do. Always works for me. Next caller.
Hi there. My husband never helps with the dishes. He leaves them in the sink because apparently they need to soak. Help me, please.
Oh, this one's easy. Just hump his leg until he gets really mad and puts you in the backyard. But remember, maintain eye contact. Always maintain that eye contact. Now, if that doesn't work, you can always try eating something on the floor that you're not supposed to, throwing that thing up in the next room, and then eating that throw up. Always works for me. And that's all the time we have. Join us next time when I bark at a garbage truck for 17 minutes.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.
Big day in the United States, our neighbors to the south. I don't know why I feel the need to say that. We all know where the United States is. Regardless, they will be swearing in a new president today. The 46th president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, is no longer president. Joe Biden is being inaugurated this morning. There's a lot going on in a couple different locations. Obviously, the inauguration is in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump is currently on that helicopter. We just watched it on TV. He's flying over to Maryland, where he will be hosting a bit of an event at a Joint Air Force Base. Anyway, that's an Air Force base.
The old Joint Force Air Force Boys, whatever you said there. I don't know.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
I butchered it, doing an impression of you butchering it.
Wow.
Wow. We're so good at our jobs.
I follow politics in the U.S. because I find it incredibly exciting. And I do know that we have exciting politics here in Canada as well. But there's just something about American politics that make it, I don't know, just I can't not watch it.
I find it's like a comedy sometimes.
Oh, it's a comedy. It's a drama. It's a soap opera. It's a thriller. It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. Like the opportunity for comedy when it comes to U.S. politics, like it's just so easy for wannabe comedians like myself. Wannabe comedians like myself, they love U.S. politics because it gives us so many easy jokes.
Yeah, there's a lot of content there.
Again, this is not a political agenda. This is not a political view or anything like that. This is just me being a wannabe comedian here, making an observation. So before the angry texts come in, this is just humor. It's
right.
Comedy, okay? It's no political, no whatever, okay? Hey, Donald. You're the one that's fired today. Okay, I don't want to be a wannabe comedian. I actually want to be Horatio Caine from CSI.
Oh, absolutely. Cannabis sales in the province here are doing very, very well. I wasn't even aware of this. I can't believe I missed it. But back in September, the province removed the cap on the number of permits for pot shops allowed in the province.
Remember how many rules pot shops had to oblige by when they first started legalizing marijuana? Like, there were so many rules and so many hoops that they had to jump through, and now it seems like they're just really lightening those restrictions. So
there are now 56 retailers across the province. Initially, I think they had given out 51 permits through a lottery system.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
Seven of those were allocated for Saskatoon, but Saskatoon has, you know, seen more shops opening. And listen to this. This also seems a bit strange. At the time of legalization, which was a couple years ago, the cost of a license for a marijuana shop was $20,000, but now the initial license cost $4,500.
It's ridiculous.
It's a great time to open a pot shop.
Like, imagine opening a pot shop right when it started, paying $20,000, and it's like, oh, could have waited 2 years, saved myself $16,000.
I know.
That's a kick in the groin right there. I want to know the numbers of people who like never ever indulged in the jazz cabbage, and then because of the pandemic, they're like, well, got to do something.
Yeah, I'd like to see those numbers.
I need a new hobby. May as well smoke the reefer and sit on my couch. Does that count as a hobby? I don't know. A lot of those first timers, though, I know that they're using edibles. That's the one thing they're doing. They don't want to smoke because it's too harsh. So they're like, you know what? We have these edibles and we can do that. Now, I don't know about you, but people who do those edibles, they always have a story, don't they? And it's never a good story. So if you're listening to this and you're like, you know what? Maybe I'll be like all the cool kids and try it out, you know? Give in to peer pressure. When it comes to the edibles, according to other people's stories, just a heads up, it looks like you don't want to go too banana sandwich on those things. Maybe just baby steps before.
Don't eat that whole bag of gummy bears.
Stacy and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.